Please rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel, let the record reflect Commissioner Kriebel is absent. Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. We do have an executive session. We're doing it at the end, though, correct?
No, I think we're going to do it.
We're going to do it at the beginning?
Because yeah, Bill's here.
Oh, okay. So, for anyone out there in Zoom, and Ken, you're physically here. When we have an executive session, the public can't be here. So you're going to have to wait out there until we're done and then you can come back in. And Jim, you will, whoever, is anybody out there, Jim?
And Nanette's the only one that's in here. So I'll put her in the waiting room when we're ready.
And then Commissioner Langreff will read the executive session statement.
Need a motion to go in. Make a motion to go in executive session.
Thank you. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within an executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. Matters to be discussed are litigation, Ventnor Wellington tax appeal.
Ken, you have to go out there and wait, because this is the executive session. It's not open to the public.
Do we anticipate we'll take any action?
Coming out of it, I think we will.
Okay.
I think we have a resolution on it. No, we won't be. We'll do it next meeting. So no action. No.
Okay, perfect. And I should indicate it is 5:35.
Brief us on what we just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh boy. Long day. Yes, we discussed one matter of ongoing litigation. It's a tax appeal regarding the shopping plaza out on Wellington Avenue. There's no formal action that will be taken tonight.
Okay, so we'll move along. We do not have any presentations. We have no department head reports tonight, no capital discussion. So the following item we will vote on in the regular portion of the meeting after the workshop. We do not have any minutes to approve. We will have a introduction of ordinance 2021-021, amending and supplementing chapter 37, marriage and civil union ceremony fees, authorizing the mayor to be reimbursed $75 for each way. Next,
that was enough. Yeah, I thought we were going 100. Okay, all right. Just making sure.
City gets on.
Right, so that would be the same for you. I would change it to 100. That was what I was comfortable with when we were moving forward. Okay.
Change it to 100. Jim, are we okay with changing that?
Yes.
Because this is the introduction.
Right. I don't think you have to reintroduce it.
Right.
You just have to have it up for public discussion with the change.
Okay.
Good.
Yep.
Right.
She is.
Next, we will have a public hearing and then the adoption of resolution 2021-020. And that's amending the city code to create chapter 37 marriage and civil unions ceremony fees, where the city of Ventnor will be paid $100 for
right.
any wedding that I do.
Gotcha. And that's for doing all the paperwork.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes. And I think we have it set up not to get things crazy out. But when I do the wedding, we're probably instructed for him to check payable to the city of Ventnor. They'll hand it to me. I have a receipt book, so I can give them a receipt, and then I'll attach a copy of the receipt and check and give it to you.
Right.
I'll get it so it doesn't get crazy.
Right.
It's easier that way.
You're not getting whiffed and keeping track.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No. And like I said, I have receipt books from,
mm-hmm.
So I'll give them receipt, and then I'll give you the copy. So you'll have all that paper. Can you hear me?
No,
I'm sorry. Okay. And the next, we will have resolutions that we will vote on by consent. First one is 2021-295, and that is supporting the Knockout Opiate Abuse Day, which is October 6th. And we do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
The next is 2021-296, and that is authorizing compliance with, does that say HE?
I thought so.
Yeah. The Department of Labor and Welfare Development Division on wage and our compliance. And you know what that deals with, the lifeguards?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next is 2021-297, and that's authorizing the hiring of Christine Connors as a temporary part-time employee for the City of Ventnor. And she's a young lady that will be sitting at the Cambridge Avenue entrance where people come in. Am I correct? Right?
Kind of a greeter receptionist.
Yeah, like a greeter.
And receptionist.
And a receptionist, because that's where everyone comes in.
Gotcha. Now.
The next is 2021-298, and that is promotion for Elizabeth McCall to account clerk. This is this one, and the next one are employees that have got certified through the civil service process that we've been doing for obviously the last year, Maria, where they've actually gotten certified.
Yep.
So, and the next is 2021-299, promoting Matt Ginsburg to assistant violations clerk. Same scenario. They came in line with their civil service title based on their duties functions. Next, 2021-300, and that's authorizing hours, hourly costs, and enforcement schedule, parking meters, kiosk machines for the City of Ventnor. October 1st to the Friday before Memorial Day, the time is 6 to 8. And then from the Friday before Memorial Day to September 30, it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We do stop from Thanksgiving to New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I get asked constantly, so I don't know how we can maybe make that more more people knowledgeable, but like I'm constantly being asked, like in the summer, in the winter, people get confused.
So, right on every meeting. It's written right on every
meeting. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess
it's small.
Or they probably don't, yeah, they get confused sometimes. So, but anyway, that's what that is.
I think this helps keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. Yeah, it gets darker, you know, the winter hours, the summer hours. Right. The next is there's more in there about the rates, but that's a little bit get confused. So, the next is 2021-301, and that is a tax abatement for the address of 114 South Troy Avenue. The next is 2021-302, another tax abatement, the address of 26 North Washington Avenue. Next, 2021-303, that's tax abatement for 6400 Sunset Avenue. The next one is 2021-304, and that's the release of a performance bond to Richard Natto and Shelley Simmons for a minor subdivision. So that deals with the plan, right?
Yeah. Yes. They have to post the bond, and they've done what they need to do.
They do, and they're getting their price.
Yep.
So you taught me something about land use.
That, see?
I tell you, that C&D ordinance is down before it's over. The next is 2021-305, and that's awarding an emergency contract for the abandonment of the sewer lateral and clean out and asphalt restoration on Washington Avenue to Arthur Henry in the amount of $65.50.
Yeah, we have an old line. We're going to replace it at a different location.
Okay.
There's a Bell Atlantic conduit that's wooden, right, Aaron? Yep. When Bell Atlantic put the first phone lines in the city, they were in wooden conduits, so they're starting to rot and fall down. Where we can, we relocate our stuff.
Interesting. Okay, the next is 2021-306, and that's authorizing the mayor to execute agreements with certain non-union employees and department heads for the city event. And this is our department head.
Yep.
But we all look at review.
Mm-hmm.
Have one more to do after this.
Okay. Next is 2021-307, and that is special items of revenue and appropriation. It's 159 going on the books, and it's for 100,000. the bicycle, pedestrian.
I got a little blurb on it here.
Yeah. So was that, that was, now that I didn't read it in our paperwork. So it's $100,000 grant. Was there any match?
No.
It's 100% them. I think it's okay, great. So that's good. And what can we do with that?
So I'll go through it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So this is from, this is Ventnor Avenue from Dorset to Jackson. We had applied as part of the pedestrian and bicycle safety plan. We had applied for this grant to put a bike lane on Ventnor Avenue in that area. So that area of Ventnor Avenue is really wide,
yes.
Good portion of it. And a lot of it, we don't allow parking on either side.
Right.
So people think it's four lanes and it's not.
Right.
So this will help with that. It's right, especially right by Dorset Avenue. It's really bad. So this will create a bike lane there. The county, when it turns into the county road at Dorset towards Margate, they're going to look at something similar, but we don't control that roadway.
Right.
Okay. We can't apply for that. So this will be a, I don't want to go too much into the weeds. There's no bike facilities right now on Ventnor Avenue. And you do see that's where a lot of our businesses are. So we want to encourage people to use their bicycles. It's wide enough to provide a 12-foot, two 12-foot wide travel lanes and a 7-foot wide buffered bike lane in each direction. So you'll have on each side of it, you'll have 7 feet, a 5-foot wide lane and a 2-foot buffer next to the cars,
gotcha.
The parked cars.
Right.
So it allows for that to, the door
opening.
Scoring.
Right.
So it's not as wide as Margate's. And I think that's actually too wide.
I don't like it.
To me, and we're looking at that too in another process. So that lane is, in my opinion, too wide because it encourages or looks like it's a drive lane. And cars are pulling into it all the time.
And it's not only that, but when between a parked car and the bike lane, and only one lane, when you have to make a right-hand turn,
right,
you're so far, and that, I mean, there's blind spots. Yeah. Somebody be.
So we have as part of a design process that we're doing a study, we did about 2 months ago. If you were on Atlantic Avenue in the summer, you saw at a lot of the intersections these little sensors that were up high, sticking above the lights. We hired a company to come in and do a study of that, look at one, replacing those traffic lights, or at least a managing system of those lights. And then two, look at the bike lane, the road diet that everybody's talking about. And we've got a lot of input on both sides.
Right.
You've got the same emails that I've gotten. So there's a lot of positives on both sides of that, of doing it and then not doing it. Certainly pedestrian safety is in favor of doing it because it creates a better pedestrian and somewhat bike safety. But I want to do it better than what Margate did. I don't like theirs. And I've told this to John. He's like, yeah, we have some issues. John, have a day.
There's too many lines. And they go this way and they go this. It's confusing.
So we'll work through that. But this is a different section of town. This probably, so it's the same funding mechanism that the bike racks came out of.
Oh, okay.
We'll see this in
2025. I gotcha.
Just saying. It is a very convoluted process. It's state, it's federal money. So that's why it takes long. But look, our bike racks look great.
They do. They're
great
beautiful.
Throughout the city.
They are.
So.
Okay. Well, thanks for that heads up of where that's coming from.
Yep.
Okay. The next is 2021-308, and that's awarding Paulstein and Associates Engineering for the design and construction management services for the accessible curb ramp and gutter replacement in the Ventnor Gardens area, not to exceed 53 feet.
Yep.
Correct?
Yes. So this is a result of South Jersey Gas projects.
Okay.
So in Ventnor West, they've gone through and they've done all their lines. Now they're going to come in probably in late fall to spring to pave those roads. So like we did in the Heights, we're going to go in and fix a lot of our curbs, gutters, handicap ramps in those areas. So that this is for that design.
Okay.
And Paulstein did a lot of the stuff out in the Heights and did a really good job.
Yeah.
Craig Hurlis managed those jobs for us. He really did a good job with it.
They did the ones in the Heights. They look pretty.
So that's what that one's all about.
They were done very nice.
Yep. And that was from our pool of engineers. We bid it out to those seven
seven
engineering firms. And
they were
the low bidder, yeah.
All right, next is 2021-309, and that is authorizing the sale via public auction of property located at 4803 Ventnor Avenue, identified on the Ventnor Municipal Tax Map as Lot 2 in Block 87. What property is that?
It's up by Jackson Avenue.
Who owns it?
We do.
We do. That's what I was.
We can't sell other people's property.
I know that. And I'm reading this and I'm looking. I'm trying to visualize because we don't own that much property. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm trying to do the city in my head.
It's the narrow piece between the two buildings.
Okay.
But so there was an oil tank removed there. We cleaned the property.
Right.
Now we're ready to sell.
Okay.
And this goes back to when you first came to
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I remember, but I'm thinking, got to be ours. And I'm trying to visualize that 100 block. I couldn't.
And Lise, you can talk to me about setting the dates and what
that's
we have.
That's what she was just talking about. Right. So we'll set that date and get that auction out. Just as a minor update, so I'm meeting on Monday with City Engineer Stinson and an instructor out at ACIT to do a pocket park design of the property we own up here on Ventnor Avenue next to Shalom Pita in the medical office.
Right.
So we're going to come up with a design for that. We're going to use the ACIT kids in their engineering class. Yeah.
Great idea.
I mean, don't give us the concepts and we'll have it fully engineered. But
right, but still.
Gives them, and
it's the youth.
Exactly.
It's a whole
Drew Holmes and his guys
will
help us with that.
That's a great idea. Okay. Okay, so it's our property.
Yep.
I'm joking now.
Anyway,
the next is 2021-310, and that is awarding contract to Mill and Pave for a half-inch wide.
So half-width.
Half-width of Melbourne Avenue between Ventnor Avenue and Atlantic Avenue to, go ahead, say it.
Arawak paving.
Okay.
So
this is, wait a minute. Is this Melbourne Avenue getting paved?
Yes. So South Jersey Gas is going to come in and do their side that they did a trench restoration on 10 years
ago. Okay.
And it's in bad shape. So Ed was able to negotiate with them to say, all right, you do this half, and then we're going to hire the same contractor, Arawak, to do the other half.
This is the street that the resident has asked us for.
Okay. Quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It takes a while. We get stuff.
We get it on eventually. Great. I'm sure he's happy.
He is.
Great.
Or he will be after it's paid.
We have to bid on this, but there was no bid.
We did have to go out to bid.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because Arawak's there. They don't have to. They're going to do the work the same time they're doing the other one.
Straight throw.
And this is our purpose.
Nice.
You know. Okay. The next is 2021-311. And this is authorizing the termination of employment with, is it Seamus?
It is.
Is it spelled funny?
That's the Manly. Irish spell.
Okay, because I usually see a CH. Mm-hmm. Manly. We don't have to discuss that, right?
Nope.
Okay, the next resolution 312, we're removing, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to jump down to 2021-313, and that's authorizing the SLEO to Officer Kevin Miranda to attend the Atlantic County Police Academy. So,
it also commits to hiring him.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, provided
he passes
and provided the city meets the requirements of the alternative route for hiring police and civil service.
Right. Okay. That's what I figured.
The academy was one of the new things. We will hire him. I don't have the authority to hire him.
We can do that.
So this allows me to send them the
resolution.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Good. Great. Okay. Next, we'll have the approval of our bills and payroll. And we don't have any discussion, right?
I went through most of my stuff. So, I do have one thing.
Okay.
You can do it now, you can do it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And I talked to you, and I've mentioned it to Commissioner Kriebel once about the Warrior Wall. Downstairs. My wife, Kathy, volunteered to help with that, so I'm going to put her in charge of it.
Good. Sounds good.
What that is, it'll be active duty military. We'll get pictures from the families, and we'll put it up on the wall.
Sounds good.
It's something that Brigantine does in their city hall, and I've been looking at it for the last 20 years, and it's something pretty cool. So I think we should recognize our guys that are in the military.
And I'll piggyback on that. The only thing I really want to say tonight is the Wounded Warrior. That's
great, right? I'm sorry I missed that.
That's okay. But, I mean, you know, it's beautiful and it's very touching. And young couple, no children yet. And we, since they start the plaza, we, our crew from Ventnor, we greet them there and we give them a whole Ventnor logo gifts. And
they're always surprised. They don't know what's coming.
They don't know what's coming and totally overwhelmed.
Yep.
And it's beautiful between the motorcycle police, the police, fire, the VFW, veterans, riders, the limo, the flag, the bagpipes. It just.
I saw the video of it. I mean, this is the first couple that rode up on the back.
He did. She was
up in the same.
Yeah, well, he told her to get up there, but they, both of them, great personalities, and it's just, you don't want to see anybody wounded, but it's a very touching, beautiful event, even though I'm there only from the beginning. So I enjoy it. And that's all I really have to say at this point. So now we'll open it to the public. Is there anybody out there, Jim?
Just looks like
Jim?
Nanette's the only one that's on Zoom.
Tim, I still got to do it.
Yeah,
just open it.
We got Ken here. Okay, so this public portion is for anything that we just mentioned that we're going to vote on. Do I have a motion for public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? No, that's me. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Ken, would you like to say anything? Thank you, Ken. Okay, and no one out there. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
So I have a motion to close the workshop and begin the regular meeting.
So moved.
If I have a second. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So the first thing is we have no minutes. We will vote on the ordinance introduction 2021-021. Do I have a motion to introduce? This is the one on me. Am I right, Lance?
Yep. I want to introduce ordinance 2021-021 with the amendment to $100 fee.
Don't I have to? No?
Sorry.
Do I have to abstain from this?
That's to the mayor, so it would be whoever's in that seat.
No, I don't think
that. Okay.
We couldn't pass it.
You better.
All right, so we got a table with that.
Yeah, why don't we just reintroduce it with 100 in there when Tim is here? That way.
I thought so.
Okay, yeah. Good call, Mayor.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Okay. Brain motion.
So we're going to take that off.
Okay.
Next is.
I rescind my motion to introduce.
What'd you say?
I rescind my motion to introduce that order.
Well, you know, I'm like, I can't vote on that.
That makes
sense. I mean, I know it's any mayor, but right now it's me, and that's.
Right. I get it.
It's possible financial gain.
Yeah, so, yeah. Good. Okay. So we're going to go jump down to the public hearing on the ordinance 2021-020. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Right. I will second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is open to the public. Ken, anything? You're good. Ken's good. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-020?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-020.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is
resolutions.
By consent, right?
Except okay. 312.
Right. That one. Okay. So the next are the resolutions by consent 2021-295 through 2021-313, omitting 312, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion for those resolutions?
I make that motion.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, will you please state our bills and payrolls for this?
Yes. The bill list for this period was $4,719,354.64. And the payroll for this period was $623,262.65.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, we're announcement to safety. That's on there on the record. Commissioner comments and reports. We already did that, Lance.
Just a quick comment about Seafood Fest.
Ah, awesome.
What an event. Kudos to John Henderson and his team. They did a phenomenal job. You know, as I said up on stage that day, I mean, our guys through police, fire department, all worked as a team with his people. Public Works, Ernie, please make sure the guys know how happy we are with what they did. Just a great event. The weather couldn't have been better. A little hot on Saturday.
Yeah.
But it was just perfect. A perfect weekend. And I got a text from John Henderson on Monday night saying, I'm leaving your town. You guys party too hard.
He said, see you next year.
No, he said, plus there's 8,000 people on my lawn. So
I think he told me like the final of 8,200.
Yeah, so he had over 8,200
too
people.
Too many
there.
People on his lawn.
So that's his sense of humor. You've met him.
Oh, he's great.
But it was really, really well run. I didn't hear any complaints from, you know, neighbors and whatever. You know, some people were put in an inconvenience there. You know, it's shut down the street.
Yeah, right. But I think, you know, I think that before COVID, when we had it there, that some people were skeptical or they were negative Nellies, I guess you could say. But then when they saw how it was run and the event, they realized it was, you know, it was a great event and it was well run. And when they leave, you don't even know they were there. No. So
I'm going to make one suggestion to them for next year. Allow some boats to dock out there.
Yeah.
There's about 3 or 4 boats that came up, wanted to come.
Right.
But we weren't allowing them to dock there.
Yeah. And we got a dunk tank too.
That's a revenue raiser.
For sure. No, it is. It's a great event.
Really well done by all involved. And you know, pretty happy with that event. So.
I agree.
That's all I got.
I'll second that. Okay. That's it. So now the last piece is the public comment section where you can talk about anybody. Yeah. What?
Marie, you want to talk a little bit about Manja Manja?
Sure.
I got my ticket today.
So let me just make sure I get the date right. Okay. So October 3rd, City of Ventnor's holding its first community event. Very neighborly event to get everybody out just to have a nice time with their friends and neighbors. It's a pasta dinner. It will be on Monmouth Avenue alongside Red Room between Dorset and Dudley. Red Room is donating the food and Red Room is preparing the food. We'll have some light appetizers and spaghetti and meatballs and tiramisu salad. For dessert and salad. And it's a BYOB. Tickets are $30. You have to get them in advance. And
children
are 15. And we have an entertainer that will sing some Italian classics. And I went to an event like this in Haddon Heights a few years ago, probably the year before COVID, because they didn't have it last year. And it was just wonderful, and a lot of people came out, and it's family style other than your entree with your spaghetti meatballs is served separately, and everybody just had a good time, and it was just relaxing, and people got together and brought their friends and family and sat down and had a pasta dinner. So hopefully it'll be the same here.
And there's limited amount of tickets, so people
limited number of tickets, 100 tickets. We've sold half of them so far. And you know, you guys wanted to do something that was nice for the community. The cost will pay for itself. Any funds that we might raise, there's the idea to put it towards maybe some beautification of the Dorset Avenue, the two business blocks,
right.
Whether it's, you know, the flowers or ultimately like a streetscape, not of the magnitude of Atlantic Avenue, but, you know, something that you and I and Ed have been talking about.
So, yep, absolutely.
Just a nice day with the family and friends and neighbors and
Thank you.
Listen to some Italian songs and
thank you and Patty for putting it together.
You're welcome.
You guys doing good work.
Yep.
Thanks, Lisa, for reminding. Thank Lisa for reminding me.
Nice.
I already got my tickets.
I got mine too.
Me too.
Me too. Right. We're good.
We're good.
I think we're good. Okay. So we already handled our executive session. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Need public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ken, would you like to say anything? Nope. Ken doesn't want to say anything. Do I have a motion to close public comment portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second? I keep wanting to say that. I'm so used to it. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, it is a habit. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
609.
That's the